Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You don't know me, but I'm your
brother. I can't stop. I'm sorry. I'm entrenched in this, and I don't even care that much.
Ain't nobody does.
But this is going to be the end of it. I'm going to read you one text that I think sums it up. Tired of listening to Crowder argue with this ridiculous point. He will not concede that he's wrong. I think that sums up most of the text, and we're going to move on from there.
I have no concern about him.
Crowder has no argument, but that's the last text.
I thought
text.
You were done reading him. That's I have no concern about him.
That is the last text that I'm reading.
Want me to read something like, Crowder, you're right. Crowder's 100% correct. I can read, too. I can read. I don't have big words like but you, but I can read the text line.
You're scribbling on a piece of paper.
No, I'm
you're
not
scribbling
reading
that
the text
to yourself.
Line. Crowder is 300% correct.
Yeah, but let me tell you something.
Crowder makes sense. Crowder's 100% correct. Want to just read? I can keep going.
If you're 300% correct.
Stand strong, Crowder. I'm with you.
I'm 700% correct.
You can read, I can read too.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can read a box score.
Look through here.
I'm not doing this again.
Look through here.
I got to bring on Rob Pizzola.
Bring him on. I don't want to talk about this crap no more either.
Talk about J&K Roofing.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has
Crowder,
been South Florida's premier roofing company.
Crowder, set your ass down, says the
texter. Hey, Crowder, you're on a hill by yourself. I'm with you. Let's go. I can keep scrolling. What you want to do?
You won't find any texts that agree with you.
I just found six that agree with me, and I don't give a damn about those texts. It's a text line. I know these people.
Oh, God.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. Residential, commercial roofs, they do them all. There's no job too big. There's no job too small. And J&K figured out one thing, which is genius. They know what's on a customer's mind, and that's quality and service. And let's be honest, we're all customers, and that's what we want. And that's what J&K gives you, high-quality roofing material and extremely skilled workers that are hardworking, experienced, respectful, and professional, and they're not going to spring up hidden charges on you. You don't mess over people, and you're in business for over 40 years. J&K is not going to do that. They're going to stick with the price they give you, and they'll guarantee your roof is built to last. And here in South Florida, the roofing company, it's different now with the tropical storms, the hurricanes, the temperature change, the moisture. J&K, they specialize in roof restoration and waterproofing, getting your roof working in perfect order, and they'll get rid of the mold and moths that can cause future damage, as well as if something falls down, a branch hits your roof throughout a tropical storm. They're not going to try to make you get a brand new roof. That's not what they do. They'll come in, they'll waterproof that spot, they'll put it back, they'll get it right, and they'll get your palace protected, and they will get your roof working in perfect order. That's what they do. Shingle roofs, gravel roofs, tile roofs, they do it all. Residential and commercial, like I said, but for the commercial customers, J&K is a business. And they know that you want your business to keep running. So if you need your business's roof fixed, replaced, installed, repaired, they will come meet with you in advance and find a time when they can fix your roof, get your business protected, and not disrupt your business workings. That's what J&K is going to do for you, and that's the best roofing company in the world. Call Donnie or Julio at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
Crowder is 0% correct, says the texter. That's the last text I'm reading, though. We're moving on from this.
We can keep going.
All right, I'll read one more then. Okay. Custer put up a better fight than Crowder. All right, but that's it. We are moving on. I'm not doing it's a Pelicans thing, and you couldn't understand.
That's what you
there
say.
There you go.
When
that's
you're done getting whooped in an argument.
Let me tell you something. No one got whooped in an argument around here except the guy to my right.
Let it go, Hawk.
That's you, my friend.
You keep bringing it back up for some reason.
No, I'm done
usually
with it.
The person that gets whooped wants to talk about it over and over again, correct?
No, usually.
I've let it go, but the person that gets their ass whooped wants to keep talking about it. No,
the person with the black eye and the bloody lip does
they
not keep
walk
talking
away.
About how they just kicked someone's ass. So I just
the winner walks away happy. The loser wants to keep it up.
I'm not talking about it
and
anymore.
And then I'm taking my own side. You're trying to bring up the Texans to have people back you up because you're losing.
Because I know you're
not
listening to me.
But the 786 said, but the 954 said,
because you're
but the
not listening to me. So I thought maybe you would listen to someone else.
No. I know what I see.
But
make my own evaluations.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you and your Texans have a good day.
We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking sports gambling with him. Would you like to know the genesis of this two-day argument, by the way, Rob?
I hope this isn't, is chicken considered a breakfast food again? Because that one was a pretty obviously one-sided argument. Sure, I'd love to know. I mean, you guys seem pretty heated about it, so I'm in for this one.
Crowder thinks Zion Williamson had an awful debut last night.
I didn't say that, Rob, but yes, you paint the narrative you want to. He had a decent game.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very effective debut, right? 8 of 11 from the field, 4 for 4 from 3. I don't think he looked great. He looked like he was walking pretty gingerly at some points, but in terms of the actual production, it was a pretty good debut.
Yeah, bordering on great.
Pretty good.
In 18 minutes.
Pretty good is
18
great.
18 minutes is pretty good. Pretty great. In 18 minutes, Rob.
It was a highly efficient game for Zion. And then you add in the rebounds, and he had a few assists there as well. It's a solid debut.
And the five turnovers, too?
I mean, you've got to clean that up a little bit. But overall, you know, I think it was a net positive for the Pelicans. So, yeah. I would classify that as a pretty good debut.
Yeah. And Crowder thinks they should trade him. They think he's a draft bust.
I didn't say
bust.
That. Pretty good. I'll go with you on pretty good.
They
but
think
great,
he's a draft bust.
Great. That's overboard.
I mean, any rookie in their first game in the NBA, Rob, would love to put up that stat line. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I mean, the way he started the game, I was on Twitter while this was happening. I wasn't watching live. But people, the hot takes were coming in real hard in the first few minutes of that game. And then, I checked into the game when he checked in for the second time. And, I mean, that was a highly, it was a great performance.
A great performance? It was a great performance.
Rob, he did nothing.
I'm towing the line.
He did nothing for three quarters, Rob. He did zero for three quarters.
But, I mean, he only played 18 minutes because they're easing him back. I don't want to get in between the, I like both Crowder and Mark. I don't want to be the guy that, divides the two. I think it was a good performance, bordering on great performance.
I think we know what side you're on, Rob, and we'll leave it at that. And somebody texts in, Radio Gold, fellas, you guys are amazing. Love the banter. I cannot believe anyone is like this. You used to work in radio. We did a segment yesterday arguing about Zion before the game. That went 40 minutes. We blew off two commercial breaks. It's awful exercise in radio. And we just did it again in the last segment. Do you know how you just came on at 4:17?
Yeah, it's horrible radio. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Here. I mean,
and by the way, 4:17, this is our first segment in the 4 o'clock hour. That's how long we went in the last segment of the 3 o'clock hour.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you guys how to do your job. So obviously, you guys are professionals and have been in the business for a while. But yeah, I mean, for me, it would be maybe a 5-minute conversation, and I'd move on.
Yeah, I have. Well, I have a personality defect, which is I can't let these things go, especially when I know I'm right. So I just need you to hear. I need to hear you say that I'm right, and I can move on.
Yeah, I will say if I had to pick a side, I would pick Mark's side.
Oh, that's so good. I can't wait till the rest of the stuff we have to do on today's show.
Good job. Yay.
I feel great. Now, the last time we talked, moving on to the Florida Panthers, let's talk about another team that's putting up W's. Last time we talked to you.
Pelicans lost.
I'm talking about my team,
okay.
Team Hockman. Hockamania is running wild. Last time we talked to you, Rob, you had the Florida Panthers somewhere in like the mid-30% range to make the playoffs. But they've put up a 6-game winning streak since we had you on. So where are they now in playoff probability?
I ran the numbers this morning. I have Florida 71% right now to make the playoffs. So that's obviously a significant increase, and that's going to happen anytime a team wins six games in a row, because the expectation for Florida is that they probably would have won approximately 3.5 of those games. So they vastly overachieved or overperformed, I should say, not necessarily overachieved, because they're actually playing really well, especially on an offensive from an offensive standpoint. So 71% now, if that was converted into a betting line, it would be about minus 250 to make the playoffs.
All right, so we're feeling a little bit better about the Panthers.
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, they're number one offense in the league right now. You certainly have to be concerned about the defense and the goaltending. I mean, Bobrovsky's really fallen off a cliff since signing with Florida. I don't know if that's just a product of how they're playing, because it's a very, you know, open game that the Florida Panthers play this year, but they have an offense that keeps them in every single game right now. So I feel pretty happy about where they stand going into this All-Star break.
Rob Bezola is a professional sports gambler in the great nation of Canada. The Super Bowl line right now, I know it's still a little early, but I don't know if it's going to move at all. Super Bowl line is Kansas City -1.5. Is that worth betting now? Are you waiting on something? What's the play?
Okay, I'm just going to say this. I'll be very upfront with this. It is the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean that you have to bet on it. Now,
well, that's
I'm going
ridiculous.
To bet
that's
on
more
it.
Ridiculous than what Crowder said today.
Right. I mean, for entertainment purposes, I want to have a horse in the race. I'm going to end up betting on Kansas City because I think Kansas City is going to win the Super Bowl. But personally, I think this is the right line. I think Kansas City is a marginally better team than San Francisco. So on a neutral field, 1.5 points, that's right. The total to me, 54, it seems high, but when you consider what this Kansas City offense is right now, I mean, I think that's a good number as well. So I don't see value in the Super Bowl this year. I know that I'm going to make a bet. It's for recreational purposes because I want to enjoy the game. I want to have some money on the game and have something to cheer for. But I think this is the right Super Bowl line this year, and I will be shocked if you see much movement in either direction.
Are there any Super Bowl props that you already love? And I know we'll talk to you next week leading up to the game, but are there any props that jump out at you?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. I already played the longest penalty over 15.5 yards at minus 115. And I think there's going to be a lot of passing in this game ultimately. You see a total as high as 54. You assume a lot of points. I think there's going to be a lot of passing down the field, especially from the Chiefs' point of things. They're going to challenge Richard Sherman on his side of the field because he plays that bracket coverage. They'll put Tyreek Hill there a lot. I think you're going to see a pass interference that's over 15.5 yards. So I like that longest penalty over. And then there's another one it's pretty chalky. You have to lay minus 250. But will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown? I'm saying no, minus 250. Like I said, minus 250 translates to roughly a 71% chance. I think there's like 80% chance, maybe even higher, that there's no defensive or special teams touchdown. The Chiefs protect the ball really well. 15 giveaways in 16 regular season games this year. 10 of those were fumbles, which are largely a product of luck. They don't have the most opportunistic defense either. So for me, those are the two that stood out right away. And those are two that I wouldn't say I love them, but I think there's a significant edge on both of those.
All right, let's get three random bets. Rob Bezola is a professional sports gambler. He has allowed us to put Zion Williamson in the rearview mirror and never talk about him again. Did you have any props last night on Zion or any Pelicans bets?
I didn't. I rarely do NBA props. I rarely do any NBA betting. I'm more of a casual fan. So that was, especially a guy coming back from injury or making his debut, I'm not really interested in playing props on that.
He probably hit a lot of overs, though, huh?
Yes.
Just based on the stat line. All right, three random my poor wife. Three random bets of your choice, Rob Bezola.
Okay, I mean, there's really slim pickings over the course of this week, and that's going to happen now when we get to the end of football season. So we'll start NBA tonight. Brooklyn is hosting the LA Lakers. Now, everyone knows the Lakers, best record in the league. They're 35-9. The Nets are 18-24. Now, I'm not going to claim to come on this show and be the Adrian Wojnarowski or Shams or anything in terms of an NBA insider, but I have it on good information that the Lakers had a pretty late night in New York last night.
Oh.
And I'm not saying go out and bet your mortgage on the Nets or your bankroll or anything, but I think the Nets are going to get off to a good start in this game. You can bet them first quarter plus 120 on the money line, first half plus 135 on the money line. I'm betting those small amount. I always take this information with a grain of salt because obviously they could have had a pretty late night last night and they could still play pretty well in the first half tonight. I mean, I don't know what the impact is going to be, but I think the information is pretty real. So I do like the Nets early on in this game to come out, maybe take an early lead, have a good first quarter, first half. That's the way I'm playing that game tonight.
All right, I like that. That's a good bet. What else you got?
Nothing says I love my life like betting on some Big South Conference college basketball, what I've done tonight. We have 10-8 Radford taking on UNC Asheville. Now, the total in this game is where I'm going. And honestly, I can't say with a straight face that I've seen Radford play this year or UNC Asheville play this year. I don't even know if those games are televised. They're probably not. But regardless, from a numerical side of things, the total in this game is somewhere around 140, 141 right now. I think this game is going over. And the reason why is UNC Asheville as a team has the profile of an over team. There's a metric I love to look at in basketball in general. It's effective field goal percentage. And that's just a metric that adjusts field goal percentage to account for the fact that three-pointers count for 3 points, and a regular field goal is only counting for 2 points. The NCAA average for effective field goal percentage is 49%. UNC Asheville's defensive effective field goal percentage is almost 58%. They are third last in the entire country. They give up a ton of really good looks. They can't defend. And on the other side of things, their offense, they have a very good effective field goal percentage, 43rd in the country. So this is the profile of a team that is built to play high-scoring games. I think this number is too low. Play the over 140 or 141, either one is value, in Radford and UNC Asheville.
All right. We are scraping the bottom of the barrel, but I like it. What's your third one?
I'm going to give a soccer one tomorrow afternoon. We played an over in soccer when I was on a couple weeks ago. That got really unlucky not to hit. I mean, there was a save penalty kick late in the game, a few posts. But I'm going back to the well with some Italian soccer, which we have tomorrow afternoon. AC Milan has had a very bad year this year. But they have recently brought Zlatan Ibrahimovic back from the MLS to their team. And they've won 2 straight games. The fall from grace is kind of stopped. I'm betting them tomorrow afternoon. They're taking on a team called Brescia, which is a very mid-table team or lower-table team in Serie A. I think minus 140 with Milan tomorrow is a short price. I think they're going to continue to ride them against these bottom-of-the-table teams, and I do like them tomorrow.
All right, Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. He likes in Italian soccer tomorrow, AC Milan minus 140 against Brescia. And tonight, Radford UNC Asheville over 140. And in the NBA tonight, he likes the Brooklyn Nets first quarter, Brooklyn Nets first half. So what is that, like plus one and plus two for the first quarter, first half?
First quarter is plus 120 on the money line. Okay. And the first half is plus 135 on the money line.
Okay, so you're just betting betting money lines on those. And some early props that he might like here for the Super Bowl. Will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown? He's got no. It's minus 250, though, very pricey. And longest penalty, over 15.5 yards. He says yes on that one. I think that's about it. All right, Rob, you've been a peacemaker.
Thanks, Mark. I got to say, you should take a trip to Italy sometime soon because your Italian accent and pronunciations are so good, you'll fit right in with the culture over there.
Bresa. Is that good? With a little pomodoro sauce.
I mean, you said pomodoro pretty good, but Brescia.
Brescia. Bruschetta.
Hey. Yeah, pretty close, too. I mean, it's not really, but you tried it. That's all that matters.
Someone has tweeted at me a new T-shirt that they are selling. Our program director's name is Len. There's someone on Twitter now selling a T-shirt that just says, Len should kick your ass. So if you want to get that shirt, I'll retweet it. You have been the peacemaker. Rob Pizzola, a national treasure. And when I say national, I mean in Canada. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, I was going to say, thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
He wanted out of there so bad. Solana wants out of here. Dan Day walked in. This is my right hand to God. Yeah. During the last commercial break, after Crowder and I had done this awful 20-minute argument again, Dan Day came in here, I think ostensibly to tell us, hey, you know, whatever, good radio, blah, 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 and realized, even though we were in commercial break and the mics were off, we were still yelling at each other. Dan Day, like a child seeing his parents argue, walked in, looked at us, we both looked at him, and then he slunk out. He slunk out. And he's looking at me now. Yeah, he goes, he's motioning that he's got tears coming out of his eyes. When you walked in here, was that uncomfortable for you?
Yes.
All right. We're done with that, though. Mommy and Daddy are done arguing, okay?
I'm Daddy.
And it was not your mommy in this
I'm
one.
I'm Daddy.
You are Mommy.
Come on.
You took it every which way
but loose in that one. If we were in a relationship,
you'd
have to be Mommy.
Based on the last 48 hours.
No.
Oh, Mommy over here. But we're done with this, and it's not your fault, Dan. And you, Alejandro,
could you carry me like a baby in your arms?
It's
because I can carry you like a baby in my arms.
I think I carried you around the last 48 hours like a like a goiter.
If we got married, I would have to carry you across the threshold.
Trust me, we're not getting married. You heard yourself over the last 48 hours.
I've seen you look at me special.
We are not going down this road, though, Dan. And I'd like you to come in here during the next commercial break and say whatever you wanted to say to us. Do you want to say it on the air, what you came in here to tell us?
No.
Okay, all right.
It's okay, Dan.
Are you okay?
Can't we just get back to how we used to be?
Yes. No, we're back. We are back. That stuff.
When Mommy starts acting right.
It didn't happen. Right.
When Mommy starts acting right, Dan.
When Mommy loses the attitude, we are back. Listen, Dan, Mommy can't be right about everything. And obviously she's shown you over the last 2 days that Solana is ready to punch himself and the two of us in the face. We're just goofing now, Solana. There's no more bad blood between me and Mommy.
Dan, the people are going to get what they want because I've submitted my resignation.
Mommy's hard-headed.
Oh, my God. In fact, this will show you who's Mommy and Daddy. Guys, Mens.com is now offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends, yeah, we don't need you in here, Mommy. You gotta let Daddy speak on this one. Go make sure Dan is okay, will you? Dan's hurt. All right, guys, my friends at Mens.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for just a fraction of the cost. And now they're even offering your first month starting at just $5. How do they do this? Mens.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy. They deliver erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. There are no trips to your doctor, no embarrassing conversations to have, and the Mens.com process is all online. It takes just 15 minutes to get approval from a doctor. They're even located in the U.S. Look, easy to put off your needs. I understand it. And if you listen to today's radio show, you probably just want to go home and get under the covers and start hammering some alcohol. But take 15 minutes to enhance your performance where it counts. Visit Mens.com for generic Viagra or Cialis. Get your first month starting at just $5. Treat ED easily with Mens.com. You'll thank me later. That is FDA approved. Mens.com. We are going to play the montage at 5 o'clock, right?
I guess.
Everybody's so defeated around here. Just a little bump in the road. It's just a little bump in the road. In the next segment, I will give you the 4 o'clock hour clue. We haven't given you a clue yet for the 4 o'clock hour. This is your chance to win 2 tickets to the big game. So the clue is coming next on Hockman and Mommy.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans.
Mommy and Daddy made up.
Right. Yeah. Can't be mad with this song going.
We're all friends. We're all made up. Everything's good.
If you hear this song in our bedroom, don't come in.
Right. If you see Mommy and Daddy's room rocking.
Mark, put the hat on the doorknob.
Dan, don't come a knocking. I've got the clue coming up. The 4 o'clock hour clue. For your chance to win 2 tickets to the big game. I'm going to give you that in a second. Also, there's some breaking news. Jaren Williams, Hurricanes quarterback, is putting his name in the transfer portal. That is not shocking. No. You'd figure either Nicosi and or Jaron would. I'm not certain that Nicosi still won't put his name in the transfer portal, but Jaron Williams is putting his name in the transfer portal. So we'll talk about that. I'm going to give you the clue here in a second as well.
This football season, Publix came out with the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It is so delicious. They kept it going. Now, we know the Dolphins are out of it, but football season is still rolling. If you haven't had the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, you got to get over to Publix and check it out. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It will become a staple in your diet, your family's diet. My kids love it. My wife loves it. And I guarantee your family will love it. But you've been to Publix now, and they're an official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins, and everybody's been to Publix. You've had those cold cut sandwiches. The rotisserie chickens, the chicken tenders, the chicken wings, the spicy chicken wings are crazy good. The fried chicken's amazing, but they have platters for all your parties, all your watch parties, all your tailgates, drinks, ice, beer, chips, snack, sides. Publix got it all. But busy moms, busy dads, Publix.com changed me and my wife's life. Everything you get at Publix, all this delicious food we're talking about, what you get from Publix on a regular basis, Publix will deliver it to you. Have a date night. Take your kids to the zoo. And after that afternoon game or night game, Publix will deliver your food right there to the crib. And you can have your watch party, have your tailgates, do whatever you want with the same delicious Publix food. You don't even got to go in the store. Publix and Publix.com. Find all your tailgating, watch party, any dinner needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
Somebody texts in, the Zion shtick is officially old. I wish it was shtick. It really showed two weaknesses in our games, but we're done with it. Here's your clue. Again, Jaron Williams has entered the transfer portal, so Jaron Williams will not be a Miami Hurricane come next season. Hopefully you heard the clue in the 3 o'clock hour and nothing else. Hopefully you, and here is the clue for the 4 o'clock hour. And then you can put together the information that you received in the 3 o'clock hour. And now the information you're receiving here in the 4 o'clock hour. And hopefully you will have enough info to have the correct answer when you hear the cue to call in the 5 o'clock hour. The clue this hour is, the MVP of this big game was a safety. The MVP of this big game was a safety. You need two tickets to the big game. Jersey Mike's, Pepsi, and Lay's have some to give away. You keep listening here for your chance to win, courtesy of Pepsi. So you got the clue in the 3 o'clock hour. Now you've got the clue in the 4 o'clock hour. The MVP of this big game was a safety. And then you're going to be listening for the cue to call in the 5 o'clock hour. Now, can we give them a sample? Because we're still 8 minutes away, 7 minutes away almost, from the 5 o'clock hour. So it's not valid right now. This is what you're listening for sometime in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, so when you hear that, now, Solana, last couple days, you've played that like around 5:10, 5:15, but that doesn't mean that that's when you're going to play it today, right?
It does not.
Okay, so it could be any time in the 5 o'clock hour when you hear that. You want to be the first caller with the correct answer. If you are, you get a $50 gift certificate, gift card for Jersey Mike's, and you're entered in the drawing for the two tickets to the big game, courtesy of Pepsi. All right. I feel like everything is copacetic now. Yeah. We got it out of our system. I feel good. I feel refreshed.
Thank you.
didn't have anything to do with you. I've gotten to this place on my own. You were actually an impediment getting to this place.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying you didn't have anything to do with me getting to this place. It was really,
if we were married, you would take the bath and I'd be in the shower, if you know what I'm saying. Like a tub guy.
If we were married, I just want to say, if we were married,
you would have the big closet.
I would say, why are you always leaving your razor blades in the bathtub? Because you're shaving your legs all the time.
You would have the big closet.
I'm just telling.
all this shoe space.
But none of this matters because it doesn't matter because everything's good.
Everything's good.
Everything's good.
You would sleep on the safer side of the room where if somebody broke in the house, I would be the one to leave the room first.
Like you'd have one of those safety whistles in your purse. Right?
You would make most of the breakfasts. We're really breaking it down.
But we are good.
We're good.
There's nothing, like nothing to see here.
You have two-piece bathing suits.
There is nothing to see here. You know, when we're at Twin Peaks and there's the one door that says sit to pee and the other one stand to pee, you know which door you'd be going in. Okay, but that's all. That's it. It's all water under the bridge. All right, what do we have coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Solana? Are we, we're going to play the sounder, the cue to call at some point?
We will.
All right, and we'll get the headlines and the weather. This has been, I'm very sorry. I, in fact, during the commercial break, went out to Len, our program director, the man who put Mike and Mike together.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is got a radio resume that is thicker than
a Snicker.
And I begged him to fire us.
Huh?
I begged him to fire us.
Hmm. Well, what are you doing?
Because we deserve to be fired.
What are you doing? What the hell's going on here? We got to have a family meeting about this.
He declined. He declined. All right. So 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We are back. We're better than ever. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up here momentarily, and the cue to call coming as well, and blah, 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 blah.
World famous Tootsie's Cabaret, voted the best adult club in the country, and I've been going for 15 years. I've been doing extensive research for 15 years, and trust me, it is the best adult club in the country. 64,000, that is not a misprint, 64,000 square feet of adult fun. There's a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar right there attached. Watch all your games, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, rugby, the fights as well, UFC and boxing, pay-per-view, it doesn't matter because there's no extra cover charge for pay-per-view fights at Tootsie's because there's hundreds of TVs, so whatever you want to watch is going to be on a couple dozen TVs at the least, and when there's commercials on or undercards you don't want to watch, don't worry about it because at Tootsie's, there are hundreds of beautiful Tootsie's girls doing their thing. Tootsie's is open daily from noon to 6 a.m. That's 18 hours a day, and they're open 365 days a year, and that's for us. Let's take advantage, but I want y'all to check out Happy Hour, and at Tootsie's, you know they always do it big. Noon to 8 p.m. It is an eight-hour happy hour.
Len came in here to fire us.
I want to make it your lunch spot. Enjoy half-price drinks, no cover charge, and amazing food. Get over there for lunch. Get over there for happy hour. You will love it. The fried lobster is amazing. Wings, calamari, nachos, pizza, burgers, cheesesteaks. It is all delicious. And if you stop by leaving or going to the Hard Rock Stadium, bring your ticket or ticket stub and hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers for free with your ticket or ticket stub from Hard Rock. And Hard Rock Stadium is just a few minutes away from Tootsie's Cabaret, the best adult club in the country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com for more details.
Len, our boss is in here. Go ahead. The microphone is yours, Len.
You know, with you guys, the Zion Williamson argument that you've been having for now, it feels like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like me and my seventh wife arguing.
Right. No. And
well, Len,
can
you tell my wife to let it go?
Listen, I want to apologize on behalf of me and mommy. I don't want you to think this is your fault.
Well, Len, if we got married, who do you think would be who?
I don't want you to think it's mommy's fault over there.
I'm not answering that one, Crowder. Wait, I got an idea. Solana.
Solana is the wife.
I'm with you.
All right, we're taking a break. We're coming back with the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Mommy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.